We're on page Nun Dalad. And even though it's Erev Asar B'Tevis, we're up to Zichronus. We're up to Zichronus. It's never too late and it's never too early. It's always the right time. It's always exactly the right time. Zichronus. We were learning last week about Chitzonius HaMalchus and Pnimius HaMalchus. Malchusa B'Rosin Kiblu Aleihem. Malchus HaBerosin Kiblu Aleihem Pnimius HaMalchus, which is only Al Yisrael. Al Yisrael Malchusai. Al Yisrael Malchusai. That true Pnimius HaMalchus, Pnimius HaMalchus, Chitonius HaMalchus, Chitonius HaMalchus to feel compelled, coerced, that is something which exists in the entire world, between people and between man and God. But Pnimius HaMalchus, Al Yisrael Malchusai, the Pnimius HaMalchus, that it's with great love and great rotzen, where it's shayach to be a kesher, where there can be this connection, this bond, between a Jew and Kivyochel himself, Atzmusai, Malchusai, Mamish, Hashem is Baruch himself, Mimamakim Kurasicha Hashem, that Kivyochel it's possible for a person, for a Jew, to call out and to beg Hashem, to beckon Hashem, to come out from his hiding place, Kivyochel. Panecha Hashem Avakesh. Panecha Hashem. The Pnimius HaMalchus. Panecha Hashem. The Baruch Shalom is Melech HaOlam. And in that respect, the time with Seichel, a person, any person, using his intelligence, thinking deeply, meditating, any person can sense, can feel Ziv Ha'olam, that radiance of Hashem's presence in the world. But only a Jew is able to come to that place of Pnimius HaMalchus, Yimamakim Kursich Hashem, through the Tshuva Tator, to come to the Madrega of Tshuva Yilah, through a feeling of Mirochek Hashem nearly, by feeling that great distance of being brokenhearted and crying out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, this amazing thing happens. The chelik elokami mal that's inside a person can be brought out, and the Rabbeinu Shalom himself can be revealed in such a way as panecha Hashem avakesh. And then the Rebbe explains that this is the inyan of zichreinus. It's the connection between malchus, zichreinus, and shayfus. We already read on top, so let's read in the Perush on page Nundal on the left side. V'zehu inyan zichreinus. V'zehu inyan zichreinus. Everything we're talking about it is really connected to what we're learning in Das Atzmacha and Moshe Shabbos, what we're learning in Chassidus here in the Maimon from the Alter Rebbe, what we're learning in Chassidus in the Ma'is and Sipur Ma'is from Rabbi Nachman, what we're learning the Mevoi HaSharm from the Pius Etzner, from the Yesh Kodesh, it's all one sugya of Higola No, which is the Tachlis of the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh coming to the world. V'zo inyan zichreinus shelozhen zikaron noifel adove shehu rachik. It's the meaning of zichreinus. The Rebbe says that zikaron, we're very stuck on that, on the literal translation of zikaron as remembering, meaning a very human trait. Forgetting requires a very human trait of remembering. And to recall something, to remember, to be reminded, to us obviously means where there's the possibility of forgetting. So one of the big problems, along with a couple million others we had growing up that we never really spoke about, is that what does all this stuff about God remembering mean exactly? How does God remember if God can't forget? And what is the meaning of remembering? So if we were fortunate, then along the way, there were some good teachers that tried to help us with that, to explain what's the inyan of Zechroinus Bechlal u'Befrat Rosh Hashanah, Hashem remembering. So the Alter Rebbe explains, U'me'ata yuvan inyan ha-Zechroinus, and now we can understand the inyan of Zechroinus. Well, the psukim of remembering. Malchi is Zechroinus and Shaifus, Zechroinus. Again, in general, not just Rosh Hashanah. Everything we're learning here is for every day, especially for Yontif. U'me'ata yuvan inyan ha-Zechroinus, k'fishin es bor la'el, she'toichnon hu's chiras habris v'his kashvus ben Yisrael v'kadosh Baruch Hu. The Alter Rebbe was explaining before the inyan of the bris, of that covenant and what it means, the hiskashus, that kesha, the hiskashus, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael, and all that we spoke about a few weeks ago, the inyan of the bris, that bris, when those two who love each other and are concerned of what will happen in the future when they're not together, or the relationship has sort of, oh, because of circumstances, has left the surface of their lives and descended into more of a hidden place and so on. And all that we spoke about, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zeicher HaBris, but Hashem remembers the Bris. Shelachayra ain't moving. Lachayra, we don't understand this. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made a bris with us, why is there any need to remind the one who can't forget? What's the inyan of lahazkir sabris? Is there such a thing as, God forbid, is Hashem forgetting? That we have to ask him, don't forget the bris, remember the bris. It doesn't. There are no lapses in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's memory that he needs to be reminded about anything. The past, the present, and the future is every second in front of his eyes. It doesn't mean anything. So what is that Zeicher HaBris? Ach Einyan, the Kamoish Zikaron Kipshuta. Shayach Rakasha Hadova Enolofonov Elberichukimenu. The same way, in the simple shot in the meaning of memory, of Zikaron, of remembering, is only when something is not in front of you. Elberichukimenu, right? When something is not in front of you, it's away from you. It's someplace else in space, or it's someplace else in time, or both. So then there's an inyan to remember. It's not in front of your eyes. You're not looking at it. So, either because it's not here, or because of time that's passed, then there's an inyan of remembering. It's only shayra kasha adav enu lefanav ela berichu kimenu v'lachein tzarach lizker oisai. Therefore, you need to be reminded. You need to remember. Somebody else to remind you, or to leave some sort of a simon for yourself, or to be mamik in your thoughts, to try to retrieve that, each person with his koyach of zikaron. Uperish rochaik lav davke rochaik b'makom gashmi. The meaning of when something is far away doesn't necessarily mean that it's physically far away, that you left it in Eretz Yisrael, or you left it in California or in the country, doesn't mean that it's necessarily physically far away. Here's rochag lav davke rochag b'makom gashmi el rochag b'madrega. This is the nekuda. Merchak, distance, richuk, rochag, that in ruchnius exists from one madrega to another madrega, from one level to another level. El rochag b'madrega. K'may al derech, so the time he says in his siddur, k'may al derech mashal, melech godl shiyizka al devarev im ha'ani, be'is hashpalosa l'hezgalos b'chutzais la'am. Zmana kavu v'shan. The king has a set time where he goes once a year out to the people, to the Hamayin Am, to the simple people, whatever it is in the villages. And there was a poor person that approached the king to petition the king during that time that the king went out by the Amcha. Shemibnei Romimus v'hisnasos kesa malchusai, that because of the Romimus, the exaltedness and the greatness of the crown of his kingdom, kol hashana shochach al hashpolazu shohisa pamachas, the entire year the king is far removed. And that can be called, we could borrow the term and say, I mean, with the king, with the human king, obviously, it's not just to borrow, but to forget, to be far removed. So therefore, during the year, shorchach alash polozu shoheza pamachas, he forgot about that annual, what took place, at that annual hashpola meaning lowering or humbling of himself, the king. Vim kolza, and despite that, kishe yizker aleha yal ha'oz b'moichai, when the king reminds himself, yal ha'oz b'moichai, then the thought is, the memory is close to his thoughts, becomes close to his thinking, to his consciousness, his thinking. The yishloch achrav lahanaisai, and he sends for that poor person to help him with something. The yishloch achrav lahanaisai. So what does that mean? It doesn't mean that the king lives far away from that person. The richuk is a richuk of madregas, where the king is a king all year, and the madrega of the king is kesa hamalchus, is the crown. And there's a time where the king takes away, eliminates that separation, that distance. It's not a distance in space or time. It's a distance in madregas, between the kesa hamalchus and the simple person. There's normally a big gap, and then there are times where that is taken away. That removal of the gap that separates between the exalted madrega of the king and the humble madrega of the peasant, that is called remembering. It's not a matter of memory per se. It's a matter of choice to diminish, to decrease the the separation between one madrega and another madrega. The kach etzlo yizborach on page nun hay. And so it is with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The inyan hazikoron hu yitziras kesher kivyochol ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'hanivroim. Shem rechaikim ben Mizbaruch. When we speak about God remembering, it has nothing to do with memory as we know it. Where whatever that means biologically, you know, brain cells that die, I'm not sure all that stuff, what that is. I don't remember. Okay, I learned it once and I don't remember. But it means, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dinin ha-zikaron z'yitziras kershe kivyochol. Zikaron z'v'Hashem pokad es Sarah. Hashem remembered Sarah. Hashem's Baruch visited Sarah. It doesn't mean that, yes, of course, I remember. Now I remember. Thank you for reminding me. Right, this is nice lady. Sorry, Maino, I forgot. It doesn't mean that, Chalil. It means a yitziras kesher kivyachol, when it means creating or strengthening or revealing a kesher between ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'hanivroyim sheim rechoikim mimen yizborach, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that which he created, which in madregas there's a huge gap, an unfathomable gap that separates between the Creator and those he created. Machmas hamerchak ha'ein soifi, the infinite distance between Kivyochel himself, the Baruch Hu himself, and the Nivroim, and all that was created, all that exists. Kinal shu yizborach menusa umuv de legamri min ha'ilamis, that mitzad atzmai umahusai, Kivyochel himself is completely, completely separated from the Nivroim. And in that respect, we could borrow the word and say, has forgotten. That doesn't mean memory. It means distance. There's such a thing we understand even with people. Just the Rebbe used the mashal of the king, but we know that there's even such an expression that you could be with somebody the whole time and you could say, you know, I feel that you're distant. Right, isn't it? I feel that you're distant. I feel that you're far away. What does it mean? How could I be there? What do you mean? I'm distant. I'm sitting here talking to you. I'm not distant. Yeah, but I don't feel that you're with me in my madrega of who I am. So you could have, one of my kids was telling me about a teacher that goes on teaching and has what appears to be absolutely no interest of whether the students understand. There's such a thing as a teacher. My daughter had in graduate school, or teacher was probably already tenured or something, I don't know what. I was just saying stuff. She said it was very odd. It was like just speaking out into the air of the room with absolutely any interest at all in the students that were there. She said, Ad kedei kach, there wasn't even a havamina to make a comment or to raise your hand, because there was such an aloofness, such a complete and total lack of interest in communicating anything, as opposed to reciting something, which is also done with an air of arrogance and annoyance, and papers were marked by other students, that there was no hiskashis at all. There was the feeling was that I'm on a madrega of a professor, a tenured professor. And you're some lowly subjects that are scrounging around for a degree or something. 99% of them end up making more money than this arrogant professor will make anyway. But there's such a merchak, a distance, standing in the same room. You have that in marriages too. People are married 30, 40, 50 years. And there's a feeling of terrible distance. One's on one madrega of life in another place, and the other's in a different madrega. So, lahavdil elf alfei dolos, al derech moshel, that when it comes to the bari olam, kivyachal, remembering doesn't mean memory or recall the way we speak of it. It means a turning towards his kashrus, despite the uncrossable distance between God and man, Ein Sof, that there is such a thing that Kivyochel himself, Chvoid of Atzmai, Atzmuhusai, Atzmusai, Hanecha Hashem Avakesh, can remember us, remembers us. And that's what the word, even remembering, as it's been explained many times and in many books, remember, to become connected to. A member means when somebody belongs to something, right? And when there was a distance, so then you were out, you felt out of the club. And to remember means to be once again close. So zikaron is yitziras kesher kivyocha ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'hanevorim shem rechoikim min yisbarach. Zikar means to create or to renew or reveal the kesher between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Nevi'im, who on their own are an infinite distance away, in madregas, not proximity. God is everywhere. We're not far from God at all. You can't be far from God. He's portable. He's everywhere. There's no such thing as being far away from God. You could feel that you're far, and you could feel that He's far. And there can be a coldness between man and God that causes there to be a rift. And in that respect, we could refer to forgetting. It doesn't mean memory. Sometimes you have a husband and wife that in the early part of the marriage, they're arguing a lot, Hashem Yirachem, a lot of arguing. They're trying to work on the sugya of loving each other, and there's a lot of stuff. And then you see that, you know, there was stormy in the beginning, and there's help and that, and then you see that years later. That they you meet, and you see it's nice, it's quiet. So there could be a number of reasons for that ceasefire. Could be a number of reasons. One possible explanation for the ceasefire is they worked out the inyan, and there's a hiskashus b'leivu b'nefesh. There's a hiskashus, and there's a life that they're living together of zechrinus. Zikar, of a hiskashus of madregas, where they worked out, because each one comes into the parasha, different inyanim, different madregas. They're not by the same madrega. I'm not talking about just in ruchnis, b'chlal, and everything. They're not the same madrega. So they could be living together now. That could be a good thing. In the beginning it was hard because the madregas were far away, so there was forgetting. Then the madregas were aligned through learning that and loving each other and growing closer to each other, so now they have a life that's called Zechrayas. And each one lives with the other one, Mamish, in mind. It's not a matter of remembering, but in mind. You could see them in their quiet, and it's everything is nice. Again, you see them now 10, 15 years later, everything is quiet and nice, and it's not because of Zechrayas. It could be just the opposite, that at some point they thought the following. Oh, forget it. Even the Lashon, forget it. What does it mean, forget it? You're talking to somebody, and you're trying. It's not going. You're trying, it's not going. So then, at some point, the person says, forget it. It's not like in a nice way. Forget it. It's forget it. Yeyush. That doesn't mean that they get divorced. And it doesn't mean that they have to fight and scream and yell. The fact that they're not fighting anymore could be a good sign or could be a bad sign. In the early part, where there was still a struggle to remember, it hurt them and they were fighting about it. They were trying to align these madrigas, sometimes fitting a square into a circle or whatever. And they were trying to align these madrigas. And therefore, like, you know, when you do that, so then there's, it's like, yeah, there's, you know, there's friction. That's the beginning. So there was a lot of friction in the beginning, so they're trying to make it. And since there's a rechuk in the madrigas, so there's friction getting them together. So you hear that friction. It makes noise, whatever, there's friction. So then they went maybe to some therapist, and the therapist spritzed a little bit oil, you know. Just going a little bit better things, and that's all this friction. And then, again, you see them years later, and it looks like it's a Shalom HaYisrael. So again, it could either be good, or it could be bad. It could be a simon of remembering, or it could be a simon of forget it. Nah. It's not going to happen. I'll find my tachlis someplace else. And then two people can live at the same address and have children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And Nizuch and Marv, Sofen and Dorim, two different worlds. Even though they're quiet. They're not fighting anymore. Could we say that they've reached a madrega of a hava be'emes of love? No. They don't hate each other either. They've come to a point of accepting distance. And one said to the other, without ever verbalizing that, maybe sometimes God forbid even doing that, said, just forget it. Forget it. But we're not going to tumult, we're not going to make divorce, we're not going to break the children and the grandchildren, we're not going to do this and that. No, forget it. The tachlis, ahava, that's by the Baruch Hu, by the Creator, that's by my Yiddishkeit, that's with the children and so on and so forth. But with you, forget it. So, we have two people that are living together, mamish. But they've forgotten each other. They understand that. That's a simple muscle. Where the meaning of it is that there's a distance in madrigas. Not obviously, not physically, and not oftentimes not even intellectually. They could be. It was this couple that now are at peace. They could discuss the situation in Gaza. They could talk about the economy. They could, you know, argue over an editorial in a newspaper and something. But the fact that the mechama between them has ended, for the most part, the mechama has ended, doesn't necessarily mean that they remember each other. There's a bris, but the bris is not with zechrinus. There's a ceasefire that comes from forgetting. And there's a ceasefire that comes with remembering. That's a big difference in marriages. With friends, oftentimes, it's just you walk away from a friendship. People walk away, they drift apart. That's part of the savior of life. Obviously, with marriage, it's much more complicated. But that's a marshal. The person could understand what that means. That remembering is not a matter necessarily of memory. It's a matter of distance. But not distance in space. You have two people that they're far away in space, but there's a hiskashus between them. So this hiskashus kivyachal, where the Borei himself removes that gap, that infinite gap between himself and the Nivroim, is called Schira, Zikaron. V'kach oimrem, ata zoich ha'maise oilam. Therefore, in the davening of Yontiv, of Rosh Hashanah, the Psukim of Zechrinus, ata zoich ha'maise oilam, you remember everything, ata zoich ha'maise oilam in the world, shemuchaykim upon his baruch l'chein, oimrem, ata zoich ha'maise oilam. When we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zoich HaMaiseh Olam, Shlei Bo Lishlo Shikcha V'Heder HaYidiyach HaShashom. We're not saying, Rabbi Baruch Shalom, your memories are even better than the Vilna Gaon. So we're not masik such a memory that's greater than the Vilna Gaon. Your memory is greater than the Vilna Gaon, the Rogatchev, Rav Menachem Zem, the Lubavitch Rebbe, all the famous memory people. Your memory is better than all this wrapped together. That would be heretical to say such a thing. As if there's shikcha, there ain't shikcha if my kisek v'dech. When we say at the Zoich HaMaaseh Olam, I'm not saying that you don't forget the way that people, that there are people that we know that they have photographic memories, or people that don't forget. Shehu Yisbaruch Yideh Kol Pratu Pratu, Mizvach Shebachol HaOlam. Every single second that everything is happening, it's the present of Hashem. Whether it was 5,000 years ago or it's 5 minutes ago, it's not. That's even about they said about the Rogatchev. So Rav Meir Simcha said about the Rogatchev. It's very famous. Rav Meir Simcha and the Rogatchev, you know, they were in the same city in Dvinsk. Rav Meir Simcha was the Rav of the Misnagdim, and the Rogatchev was the Rav of the Chassidim in Dvinsk. Dvinsk was a big city, and it had this interesting population. And because those two tzaddikim, everybody get along nice. So Rameis, somebody once was talking to Rameis, and Rameis Simcha was a guy in Ireland. So somebody was talking to Rameis Simcha about the Rogatchev's phenomenal memory. Because they're saying, because when the Rogatchev used to go from Dvinsk to Rogatchev to visit his mother, so it says that he used to go one way, he would do the Bavli, and coming back, he would do the Yushalmi. That's how he went. And it wasn't a long trip. So they were talking to the Rav Meir Simcha about the Rogatchev's phenomenal memory, and the Rav Meir Simcha said that he's not a Baal Zikaron. He doesn't have a phenomenal memory. It's not an Indian memory. He says it's constantly in front of his eyes. He sees it always in front of his eyes. It's not a matter of recalling or retrieving. That's how he sees it in front of his eyes. That's a marshal by a human being, and we can't even speak to Hashem. Obviously, the Rogatchev was a human being. We don't know exactly what kind of human being that was, but he was a human being. He was a flesh and blood. As the Rogatchev, no, we know, never forget anything, and so on. But Kosh Baruch Hu, every second is the idea called Pratu Pratu Mesvachas B'chol Ha'olam. You know, every single flutter of a wing of a malach that's taking place in some faraway, Olam, the Bnei Shalom knows. El Akavana. So what does it mean? Ata Zoich HaMaaseh Olam. You remember everything that happened in the world. Ela kavana she Rosh Hashanah, it means that in Rosh Hashanah, Kadosh Baruch Hu don es adam kulo. Kadosh Baruch Hu reels everything next to him, brings everything next to him, eliminates the gap of madregis. Umachmas gadol richuk ha'erech Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's a huge, infinite separation between the Bari and the Nivra, between Kadosh Baruch Hu umaisei olam and all that exists in the world. Hare his anyanus zayis, this what we call interest or focus, but not focus like a person who's not focused, but connection to, involvement in. This his anyanus, this is called zchira. Like somebody who remembers something that was away from him. It's different. The kachub in zikaron habris, and so it is with the memory of the bris. Zikaron habris, shekaras Hashem itano, that Hashem made with us. Diliyais shuhu yisbarach muvdol umrumam ramimus enkeitz. That since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is separated and exalted, Ramimus Enkates, infinite. Hare Kesher in Nishmais Yisrael, therefore the Kesher, the bond, the connection with Nishmais Yisrael, who Kivyachol is Kivyachol, so to speak, K'may Imdava Sherachak Ma'ayk, like something, it's a Kesher, like something that's far, far away, in Madreg, is far, well, it's compared to something which is far away in distance. Ulekach nikra gilui kesher zeh b'shem zikaron. And that's why when Hashem reveals this intimate kesher, where the separation, the infinite gap, is decreased or eliminated, it can't be eliminated completely. But when it's much less, that's called zikaron. We had in high school a boy. I don't know what ever happened to him, but he would, now they have all kinds of explanations for science and psychology. Then it was just, you were nuts or something. So we had a, it was nothing. It was just plain. You don't say it anymore. You have to be careful, and there's a much nicer way to say these things. It's challenged and all different lashinas, which is nice. I'm not against those lashinas, but you saved a lot of time in the old days. That was all. So there was a boy like that he used to just disappear. He would sit there in class, and he was just in a different world. It was a different world, and it was a little bit scary. He was in a different world, and like guys would say to him, calling whatever this guy's name is, and. Well, you could say all kinds of stuff to him. And they used a lotion, spaced out. I don't know if that was then or now, they say something, but he was spaced out. So here you have a person, there's such an Indian. You have sometimes by very, very, very absent-minded people, some are very smart people that they get into a machshava, and then they go to another place. This could happen to be very, very smart. He was there many different inyanim with him. It wasn't just this inyan. There was a lot of stuff in him. So the what does it mean when he would snap back into the world? So again, it's not a matter of remembering. It's a matter of rejoining. And you could say Baruch Haba, Baruch Haba. Welcome back to Earth. It was far away, and he came back. And he never went anywhere. But that's a distance in Madragas between some other island that a person might inhabit when he goes away, for whatever caused this person to lose consciousness of I had that with my Rebbe, I had a Rebbe in high school that was a famous Eloi. He's already been left the world many years ago. And he would sometimes go into a machshava. I'm not going to. I told you once this story. That night, it's a whole crazy story. We did crazy stuff there, which I asked him for mechila. I mean, I never said exactly what I did, but I went just asked mechila in general for what went on over there. He was a world's famous Talmud Chacham, a guy, mamish, a guy, one of Baruch Be'er's biggest Talmidim. And he would, like sometimes he'd be learning and be shir, and then there was an Indian that he started to think about, and he would just sit like this with his eyes open for a half hour, 45 minutes, and you could do anything. And he did not respond. He was like this. And I mean anything. Screaming, slamming things down in front of him, yelling, and because there was a contest like who could get away with what, and he was like this, but you never knew when he would snap out. There was always that danger of what things would be like when he came to, and if there was crazy stuff going, he'd get very upset and throw you out and kick you out. And but you never knew like when that would happen. So everybody had to watch very carefully to see when he would snap out of it. But it was an absolutely remarkable thing to behold. How he was, with his eyes open, he was working on an Indian. And he was, with his eyes open, completely oblivious to what was happening. Screaming, yelling, running, turning desks over, throwing things at each other. It happened once, there was something that, by mistake, it bounced off the Rebbe's head himself. I'm embarrassed to say, and it was a silver four ball, and nothing. He just nothing. It's an Indian person was in a place in his mind, an illusion. He had a very big illusion in mind. It was such a. I told you a few weeks ago that I met him by the store. I met him on Main Street, and he didn't know why he was there. I called his rabbis, and the rabbis said that he was supposed to pick up something in the Mielmot over there. And I said, Rabbi, is everything okay? He was just walking with his hands behind his back on a Friday. He was walking with that look, just walking up and down the block. And I went over to him, and I, Rabbi, and he, what's my issue? What is it? He said, is everything okay? I said, something, Rebbe, something needs. I don't know. What's Rebbe here for? I don't know. So I went into the store, no cell phones, and I called the Rebbe. And she said, supposed to. It wasn't a matter of like that he was old and forgetting. he went, and then he went into some. I don't know. He went into his machshava or something, and he was out. There's such an Indian, I don't know to what such an extreme degree. But that's when that's not necessarily a conscious thing. But then you have the emotional distance and the separation that takes place between people. And kivyochel, the bari olam, such a thing. Now that means that we could do something. And the Baruch Shalom created us in such a way. V'anim ha'ayrim as zichrein ha'ahava, we were given the kalim, the koyach, to be ma'ayrir, to wake up, to awaken the memory, but again here, the way we're learning memory, of the Ahava Pnimius Me'atzmuse Mohusius Baruch Aide HaShoifa. Shukol HaYoytzim Mipnimius HaLeiv. It's an amazing thing that the Baruch Shalom gave us, the Kol HaShoifa. The Ketzad Nizgala Kesh HaZeh HaMukhun HaZikaron. The Ketzad Nizgala. How can this be revealed? This Kesher, that kivyochel mimamakim krasich. Remember krasich we learned last week? I'm calling out to you to bring you. In other words, it doesn't mean far away physically. Hashem is chelik al kavimah, but called to be revealed, to be close to me, to be felt by me, to be known by me. Right? So the Shaifa, the Baruch Hashem gave such a thing, the Shaifa. Malchias is a chaynes. Uba meh, the Shaifa. Be a good thing if you had that like in a marriage, no? Husband and wife, they got far away from each other, and got them home one day, comes home one day, go, and then they're happy again. Can you imagine such a thing? Be a great thing. That's all it takes. You can get a shofar for, you can get a cheap shofar for $50, a used shofar for $50. eBay. That's it. Just the tkiah shrum to a tkiah. Machai. Obameh b'shofar. That would finish off the relationship for sure. Whatever was left is finished. So I'm just trying to work out our relationship together, honey. No. Finished. Obameh b'shofar. Ki shofar mayral hatsa'aka shemipnim yisaleh. That's what we learn. Shofar means the scream from a place that is beyond words. From a place that's so deep inside of you that it touches the memory, the deepest memory, meaning the deepest connection between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a tzaokesh mipnimiyus halev. That's what the shofar is. Can't be enclosed in letters and words. For inyan hatshuva mi'umke deliba is tshuva mi'umke deliba, tshuva from the depths of a person's heart. After we learned, the Rebbe we learned last week, Kiral Mar Ozveyas Hashem, that feeling of Tzibrochenkeit, that I went away from him, that we're distant, that I have no shaychus to him, I have no keshet to him. Even though he's here every second the Rishon is here, but I'm so far from him, in my consciousness, in my feeling. And Mida Keneged Mida, when we do that, and you can't cross the distance between the Infinite One and yourself, but with the Shofar is such a thing that it does that. That's when a person connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way, which is Lamala Mitamadas, that transcends any reason and seichel. It just goes to that part of the deepest part inside of the person. And as a result of that, Lachin Aide says, that something amazing can happen, that no guy in the world could ever experience this. Melech Yisrael. That what? She's a ma'ira u'magala. It awakens and reveals that Hashem kivyachol remembers and takes away that distance between his who he is and a human being, a Jew. U'magala hava ha'pnimis me'atzmusay u'mahusay. Atzmus Mahus, the essence, Kivyachal Hashem, which we don't understand. The Nishma Yisro. The Nishma Yisro. Come on, Lamashal Shnei Ayahavim. Nemanim, Lamashal, two people who love each other. Shekrosu Brisbaneim, who made a bris between them. Sheechad Chota Neged Chaveru, and one sinned against the other. And wants to be ma'ira, the ahava, the old love. Right? He hurt the other one, so it's bad. So he wants to be ma'ira the ahava. And machas al kol psharim, which is higher and deeper than any of the things that he did to hurt the other one that have gone wrong between them. Humara magalas ahavos lechaveru. He's maru magalas ahavos lechaveru. He reveals and demonstrates the ahava zaguf mo'ira etzel chaver kamayim ayam upon him, like the reflection of one person to the other person, is ahava atzmis shebenehem, that the love between them is not something that could be ruined or lost or destroyed by something bad that took place. It's not good, it has to be fixed, but that's not going to ruin the relationship. There's a famous marshal of the Kedushas Levi that he used to say, the Baditcha used to say about the Kiyas Shofar, about the ma'aseh with the, I'm not going to, I'm sure you all know the marshal of the Baditcha used to say by Shofar, that there was a great love between the king and the son-in-law, that he took for a son-in-law. There was there was a because it's a whole long story, but he took him as a son-in-law because there was a time when it was very with the king, it was very, very, something happened, it was very bad, and he was journeying around somewhere, and the son-in-law took him in. He was very, very poor, and he took in the king, and the king took him for his daughter. And now he became the son-in-law of the king, you understand? Oh, Malchus, he had beautiful royal clothing, and everything was gewaldig. But then he did something, the son-in-law did something bad. And he was chayiv to be killed. He did against the king, he was chayiv to be killed. And it came time for him to be executed. And he went back to his room and he took out from the drawer the old shmatis that he used to wear when he was poor. And that time when he took the king in, when the love between him and the king was revealed. And he puts on this shmata. And when the king sees him in the shmata, then it's mevatel the whole gzeir. So the Ditshva used to say that by Tekiya Shofar. That's the Shofar. It's the old Shmata. From Maimon HaSinai, from the Akeda, it's the old Shmata. You know, when things were good, when there wasn't a distance between. Klai Yisrael takes that out. It doesn't mean, again, an Inyan of Hashem's memory. It's a Kerech that the Baruch Shalom gave such a thing to the Shofar. And look at footnote 37. That's in the meaning of davening. That we say Yala Zichrenechem, like the tefillah we have Kol Nidrei Night, and Chazaz and Shatz. Yala Zichrenechem, and also by the Shofar. Yala, it rises up. The memory rises up to consciousness. Kivyochel. Loshen Halah, it's a Loshen Yala, lifting up. She Aliyah min Hashiflis, the nation is Rahab Kubiriba Yishtalsalis. That because of the distance between Kivyachal, the infinite one in us, and the sins that made us even further away. So when we're lifted back to Hashem, that's called Yala Zichronechem, to be lifted up back to memory. Yala zichronechem, how? So the Gemara says, Yala zichronechem lefana b'shoifer. B'meh b'shoifer. Perish b'meh yala zikaron lefnei ha'asmus. How do we get back together with the essence kivyachol of Hashem? Es panecha havaya avakesh. Imamachim krasicha Hashem. V'yaz yared v'nimshach, that he should cross over that infinite distance and be with us. Ayde ha'shoifer. Shemal is a chrenenu by lefanav aydei umke leliva. Through that tshuva that comes me from the umke leliva. Let's do the kitzer quickly. A 30-second review. Rosh Hashanah mamlichim onu as a kosh baruch aleinim. Rosh Hashanah we mamlich Hashem over us. L'shem kach yish tzarech leiriz zichron abris. Therefore, we have to awaken the memory of the covenant. We bring this about the shayfer. She called posh, it's a simple sound. Without any words, hamayr al tshuva, which is talk with that shayfer, it's not just a matter of blowing the shayfer. It's the shayfer means tshuva miumka deliba, tshuva from the depths of a person's heart that you can't even put into words. Above the bitu bitzakas alei, the scream of the heart, shein la isis, without letters, without words. Al zenema bakshu panai es panecha Hashem avakesh. Panai is a pnimius. The ahavish of pnimius alev, the love that's the pnimius alev, the ahavish of chitzenius alev, love that's called love of the outside or external love from a part of the heart. There's no love that's like his abundance, bar Hashem, abayim, machayas, alamus. That comes with seichel, thinking, and focusing on, and meditating upon the Or Hashem, who creates and gives life every moment to all worlds, shirak chitzenius or, which is only called the outside, the external aspect of the life. Achrei Hashem. V'lakash baruch hu b'chmeidu v'atzam ram b'nisa v'enu afilu b'ged ha'shpoa klal. But Hashem himself, that's beyond and above anything. V'kshe'odem megalo ha'kesheh shalim panecha Hashem. When a person does the best he can to come to that point inside of himself of panecha Hashem, v'lakash baruch hu b'chmeidu v'atzamay v'sa'ir b'chol p'nimiyas l'vavo b'li shum tam v'das. Then it comes to something which you can't explain. This, it's higher than tam v'das, because a human mind cannot possibly cross over that distance. It's a gift from Hashem. that he remembers us, that himself, l'sachid ima yizbarach b'tachlis ha'yichud, v'aydei ha'avayt ezu ma'oyrim zichrein ha'briz. Ha'kesh ha'pnimi ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu u'b'nei Yisrael. In the next part, the Rebbe is going to explain psukim from Shofar, halu b'seker Shofar, halu b'nei v'chim. The Rebbe is going to explain those psukim to help us understand the psukim of Shofar in the context of what we just learned. Shkayim.